what was in Deer Lodge, and I leased from Pat Normandin. It's funny I can remember his name. And anyway, I leased. He had 200 and some acres there north of town, south of town. And then I had that property, and then I also had property on the Coors Grant Ranch. And anyway, it's funny, muskrats were getting, you're getting $2, a little over $2 for a pelt. And I'd get a few mink once in a while. And anyway, and I remember getting up, I'd start out at 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'd come back and my mother would have breakfast ready for me, and I'd eat in front of the fireplace. And that's another story. But that's when I'd be trapping, mm-hmm. and I'd come in and she'd have breakfast ready, and the fire in the fireplace. I'd lay the fire before the night before, and that was kind of an experience. Then I'd be down in the basement skinning out the muskrats, and putting them on stretchers, and that was something else. But I mean, for a young kid in high school, I mean, I never ever had an allowance or anything like this. Geez, I got used to get Christmas trees. And I sold Christmas trees there in the property there in Deer Lodge. And that house, by the way, that my grandfather built, he had a mansion there. This is my other grandfather. This is Grandfather Bielenberg. And he gave it to the city and county for their first high school there in Deer Lodge. And then he went out to the Figure 5 Ranch, and then he was there a few years, and then he built this home that I was born in on Milwaukee Avenue, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. And I was born in the bedroom below the gable where he had a buffalo and two ibex mounted. And anyway, I was born in that room underneath the gable. And that's something to write home about. I mean, and then in his material that Reese had, he said that I managed to get the property on the register. Well, it wasn't at that point when they were talking about putting things on the National Register. Well, that was pretty dumb, and so they encouraged me to get the information, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places. But anyway, that was kind of a time, and I wound up with tularemia. Tularemia was and Dr. Marquette was my doctor. And Doc, he'd been up the house, and I had a temperature of 105. Anyway, later on, I wound up getting up to his office. His office was in the Kleinsmith block there in Deer Lodge. And I got up to his, got up, and he says, "Well, you're getting better. You got up there, didn't you?" I mean, that's the way he was the mayor of Deer Lodge. And he also got the swimming pool. I think it was with the WPA or something, but he played quite a role. He and his wife, Mona, and my mother put me on the train to go, and I was still tailing off of this tularemia a bit, but I wanted to be in the cadet program in the worst way. And I got on the train to go to Salt Lake to start my military career in Salt Lake City.